The Holy Spirit, your Father's gift.
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11:13.
I bless you to be encouraged by the extraordinary gift you have received from your Father in heaven, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8.
I bless you to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit gives birth to power, a power that can do immeasurably more than you can ever ask or imagine. You have a choice: to live by the power of the Holy Spirit or to live by your own power.
And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Romans 5:5.
I bless you to acknowledge that your Father has made his love available to you through his gift, the Holy Spirit. You have a choice: to live by the love of the Holy Spirit or to live by the love that resides in your own self-nature.
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17.
I bless you to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit, the perfect Father's gift to you, can furnish you with righteousness, peace, and joy. You have a choice: to live by the righteousness, peace, and joy of your Father's gift, or to live by the righteousness of your own self-nature.
You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:51.
I bless you to not resist your perfect Father's gift to you. Do not counteract his righteousness, truth, peace, love, and joy by replacing it with your own. The righteousness, love, and truth that reside in your own self-nature do not count. It is not valid. It is counterfeit. May you accept your Father's gift. I bless you.